There is a true story of an Irish priest for the Archdiocese of Dublin. His name was John. Father John spent a lot of time and many years trying to bring back into the church one of his parishioners, trying to get him to go to confession and get back to the sacraments. He tried and tried and tried for many years to no avail. Then all of a sudden, he heard that Mother Teresa was going to come to Dublin to give a speech about God's mercy. So he told the parishioner, "How about you go hear Mother Teresa? Perhaps she will be better than me." And at the end of the night, before he went to sleep, he did his prayers and about to go to sleep. He heard the phone call about 11:30 at night. And that phone call was from the parishioner saying, "Father, I really need to speak with you. I need to go to confession." He said, "Can it wait tomorrow? It's kind of late, you know." But the parishioner said, "No, I really need to go to confession." And Father John asked him, "What made you change your mind?" And the parishioner said, "I heard what Mother Teresa said today, that God is merciful and He will always forgive me." Then Father John said, "But I've been trying to tell you this for many, many years. How come you didn't listen?" And then John said, "Father, she meant what she said. She meant what she said." She meant what she said. Every time we go to church, the first thing we do is the sign of the cross. And the second things that the priest will do is to say, "The Lord is with you." And you probably respond back, "Brah, brah, brah, brah," and with your spirit. But you know, that's it, the affirmation of God's love for us. God is with us. Do we mean what we say? Do we mean what we profess? And do that joy permeate our life yet or not? Why do people listen to Mother Teresa when she said something? Because she meant what she said. And they can also tell that she believed what she professed by how she lived her life. That's why St. Pope John Paul II, when he wrote the letter to all Christian and men and women of goodwill for the third millennium, he said, "The church in the third millennium do not need more teachers of faith. She needs more witnesses of the faith." When people look at us and see that we are living witnesses and testimonies of faith, then our words, our actions, our lives speak louder than our teachings. Perhaps we lack in our community, in our midst, people who meant what they said. Perhaps we have lack in that. And it's okay. It's okay for us to struggle in our faith, just like St. Joseph today. He had doubts. Imagine Mary came to Joseph and say, "Hey, Joseph, I'm pregnant. Surprised." "Oh, really? When did that happen?" "By the Holy Spirit?" "Okay. Who? The Holy Spirit? He had doubts. That's why he was willing to leave her quietly so she wouldn't be stoned to death. He had doubts. The foster father of Jesus Christ had doubts. Patron of the church had doubts. But in his doubt, the angel came to him and told him of God's providence and his will. And when St. Joseph awoke from his dream, awoke from his sleep, he became a changed man. So awaking here in the gospel, having two senses. The physical sense is the waking from sleep, but the spiritual sense he awoke as a new person because God had confirmed with him that Mary shall bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with us. Do you believe that? Do we believe that? And in this fourth week of Advent, that fourth candle just lit yesterday, it to signifies the virtue of peace. So where do we find our peace? Are we peaceful in the midst of this season? It seems like the most peaceful season that we need to live become a very hustle and bustle season. What to do, what to buy, what to prepare, what to cook, what to send out, and when to do all of that. And also, this season is often the season that many people are filled with depression, with suicidal thoughts, that they feel that they are alone. They feel abandoned. They feel the lack of love from their parish family and from their own family. So there's a lot of ironies or a lot of paradoxes in this season. But that's why the last week of Advent teaches us that we need to find peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the foundation of everything that we need to anchor our life in, or else the turbulences of life will drift us away. That to say to have peace, meaning to have all the answers, knowing all the questions of the catechisms? No. To have peace is to trust in God, even at times we don't understand why. I'm going to share with you the story of my mother. Last week, I shared with you my own story in the journey of faith. My mother was married to my father February 14, 1975, Valentine's Day. They didn't know it back then. It was Valentine's Day. And South Vietnam fell April 30th, 1975. After South Vietnam fell, my dad was put in re-education camp, aka imprisonment, for many years. And during that time, my mom waited for him. And during that time, a lot of her friends and her relatives, her family, told her to leave him. Leave him. You don't know when he's going to be released. Why are you wasting your time waiting for someone with an uncertain future? Yet she stood by him. And at that time, she had very little. She saved her money so that every month she would use the money that she was able to save to take a train ticket into the middle of nowhere. And then from once she get off the train, she would have to take a small bus. I call it a bus, but it's not. I don't know how to describe it in English term, but I don't think we have any vehicle like that in America. But it's kind of like a small motorcycle engine in the front, and it has a basket in the back, and everyone jump into it. And you go into it, and it would lead you to the middle of nowhere. And that would be the re-educational camp. And she visited my dad for years. And she was faithful to him. And during that time, she was still a Buddhist. She didn't want to become a Catholic just because she married my dad, a Catholic. She wanted to make sure that she believed before she converted. And because of that, I'm going to be honest. My parents, especially my mom, often get looked down and often gets mistreated by my dad's side of the family because she's a convert, because she's not an original cradle Catholic, because she doesn't know a lot about her faith. But while she was waiting for my dad, She went to the grotto of Our Lady of Fatima at the Redemptorist Monastery in Saigon. She prayed to Our Blessed Mother that my dad would be saved and would be released soon. And when she started praying, she started to listen to the homilies and the mass of the Redemptorist priests that were being preached over the air. And she slowly, slowly came to believe, and by her own free will became a Catholic in the midst of everything. My mom's faith is very simple. She doesn't have a fancy faith. She doesn't have all the answers to catechism and to all the things that are asked of faith. But her faith is based on a very simple affirmation that God is always with her. God did not abandon her when everyone else were not there for her. God was the source of her consolation when she went through the darkest time of her life. When her husband was in imprisonment. Her faith is based on one thing alone, that God is faithful, that he will never abandon us. Outside of that, her faith is very simple. She can't even give you an answer to anything else. All that she believes is God is faithful and he is real. So us too, perhaps sometimes we have doubts. Sometimes we ask in our mind, things don't make sense. This or that could be better. Or why did God permit this to happen? But again, does any of that really matter? Because the real foundation of faith is God's faithfulness, that he is with us and we can put our trust in him. Faith is a relationship, not a theory to be proven, or anything for us to live. That's why the Holy Father has said very clearly, we need more witnesses of faith in this third millennium, and we are called to be those witnesses. And in order for us to be witnesses of those of the faith that we profess, we need to find our peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you peaceful? Probably not. I'm preaching to myself first. I haven't been really peaceful this Advent. I've been hearing confession almost every day of the last few weeks. And I've been grumbling, mumbling, murmuring, bickering to God. So many confessions. Especially when they're in Spanish, I have to work extra hard to listen to what is being said and to respond back. I said, oh God, I'm tired. I mumbled and grumbled to God. But I've been praying about it. And I asked myself, shouldn't I be joyful that the people are returning to the sacraments and are confessing their sins and I'm able to give the sacraments to other people? Why am I mumbling and grumbling? Why am I not joyful? Why am I not at peace? We still have a week left before Christmas comes, and it's up for us to make a decision to find our peace and rest in the Lord. Do we really believe that God is with us and that he is the true presence, the true gift, the true source of consolation in the midst of everything that are happening right now? If that's the case, we already have our gift for Christmas. Nothing else is more important. Nothing else matters. Only God subsists. Only God is the source of everything that will give us true peace. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, what made that young man came back to the sacraments? Because he encountered Mother Teresa, and she meant what she said. So if someone today is speaking to you is in your life at this moment? Will they believe in you, what you meant, what you say, what I meant, what I say? My brothers and sisters, may our lives, our words, our action reflect and shine forth the faith that we believe in God and the joy that we have in Him. May we profess with our heart, with our lips, with our hands, with our feet, with our whole life, that God is with us. He is the Prince of Peace, the source of all consolation. When we're able to do that, when we're able to live that, I believe we have found the greatest gift in the world that nothing else can give to us. We have found Christ. And once we found Christ, that we share Jesus Christ and live in His everlasting peace.